Hi, everybody. Well, tonight is our last program for the week, we'll say. If you figure the week maybe ends on Friday. So anyway, this is our Friday program, let's just say that. And the date today is October 14th, 2016. And let's release that energy from that particular day, the date of the day that's connected to you from the past through memories. So here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'm Yanni, we'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's better, okay? And let's bring up the light beams. So if you have your monitor screens up or screen up, I will energize the light beams to bring you peace energy. So here we go. So what I want to do, if you have them up right now, I'm just going to turn them off. So here we go. I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now they're turned off. So you shouldn't feel anything coming off of them whatsoever. Now we'll energize them. So bring in the male energies. And because we're dealing with a lot of aliens right now, I'll put 12 of them on your screen in one particular image. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. There we go. They should be pretty well energized for you. You should feel a lot of peace energy in your room right now and calmness. So if you don't know what peace energy is, and it's a little hard to describe, just think of it being very calm, very still. Okay, let's help you out with a situation you could be dealing with, or if not, think of one from the past that you were. Maybe your memories will give you that. That's the problem that humans have here, is that they have memories from the past. The clone replicas here, I should say the clones themselves, are trying to get memories. That's why they ask you all those weird questions and can't perform very well. So here we go, releasing a situation from you, which would be on a timeline, which is also a program. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so turn it over to our co-host tonight. Anne, are you ready to go?
Yes, I am, Ron. Good evening and welcome, everyone. If you're a new listener, welcome especially to you. You're listening to Ron Amatron, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. And as you just felt and heard, Ron does some healings on these radio shows always, as well as shares information about what's happening in the world, the truth about the world. He has a wonderful website. It's creationlightship.com. On the BBS radio station page, you can listen to years of archives of these radio shows where Ron has been talking away for a long time. So, Ron, traditionally the Friday night has been, we talk about aliens, and on Monday's show, you talked a lot about, what's going on in the world and battles with aliens. And I think that our audience really likes, we always get a lot of feedback on a positive note that I think people really like to be updated. And I think it's interesting. A lot of our audience are actually enlisted in the special forces. One listener, however, said that the things you said on Monday kind of depressed her, like bummed her out. And I can understand that, too. It's sometimes overwhelming for people to learn and just hear all of this, stuff that's going on. It's quite dramatic. So what would you say to people that it kind of upsets them? Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, I'm looking. I'd say probably an emotional clearing would be needed if you're upset with that. Remember, if you look at why you're still here, so that's the question. Why am I still here? Why are the aliens bothering me? Why do I get pinpricks? Why do they wake me up at night? Why do they drop people in next to me when I'm walking down the street or alongside of me, behind me? Why do I almost get into accidents when I'm driving my car because the car pops up out of nowhere when I'm making a turn or just driving straight? So why is all this happening? Well, that's the aliens. And so now you have an answer to what your problems are here. Everything is alien problems. The real human would not have these problems because they would be in light. And you're dealing with timelines. So once you realize that you're living timelines, which is a alien fabrication of what happened previously. Remember, you're in a movie set. And the movie set changes every 10 minutes. And it depends on how skilled the alien race that has you in your future or in your present now, we'll say. I don't want to use the word now because it's not the way to look at it. Because when you're in the now, then none of these things exist. Because then you're on the real earth. But when you're not on the real earth, when you're living timelines, when you're daydreaming or meditating or doing something to take you into a timeline, which is darkness, then things happen to you. So, what I tell you could be upsetting, but that's why you're still here. You know, I'd rather have you know why you're here, why you're trapped here, than to say nothing. Okay? And I've been doing this for a long time now, and for me, I'm getting a little, I won't say pessimistic, but kind of tired of this scenario that we've been dealing with for so long now, and it's now time to change the table to get these energies out of here. Okay, that's the bottom line. And, talking to some of the, a few people a long time ago who came here from the future. So I'll just describe this here. So I do have a lot of people that I do meet, and they came back from the future to come into this reality. And the information from the future is that this is the seventh time that the Earth tried to free itself from the aliens. And if they don't succeed now, the Earth will no longer be. That's what I've been talking about for, you know, eons. But they came back, and a lot of people listening know that this is the seventh time you came back. You're probably killed, okay? And now you came back again in this reality to help me to get rid of the aliens. And, you know, the planet will be freed. But I want to try to save the few humans, which is probably 5% or less of the population. If we can get that many of the 5%, let's put it that way, I would say we'd be lucky to get probably 500 people off the planet, because you have to do clearings to clean out your energetic bodies. Otherwise, your physical body is not going to evolve and get out of here that easily, okay? But forgetting that, that's where we are. And so the planet is my jurisdiction here as a light being. I came here because I wanted to free the planet. The people are secondary. And remember, the people are causing problems with all their spiritual practices, bringing in the aliens. And then also, we know what happened when, they let off the atomic bomb, World War II, that brought in the aliens too. So they, brought in the gray energies here. It doesn't matter what alien race it is. You know, there's hundreds of them, if not thousands, and we only know maybe about, six to 12 of these energies that people talk about all the time. And they do the channeling, and that's probably from some, alphabetical soup agency connecting to, a big Kuba out there with a big name channeling so-and-so and whatever. And, it's just a script that they're being fed, and it may not even be aliens. I kind of look at things and say, I've heard about the so-and-so race here, and they're a good one, and they're giving all this wonderful information to this gentleman, and they have underground healing chambers and stuff, but everybody should...
Okay. Am I on?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, we had a little technical glitch there. Ron will be right back on the air. While we're waiting, I just want to remind everybody that tomorrow evening there's another BBS radio station show. It's Station 2, 7 p.m., same time. And Saturday night always includes a visit to Creation Lightship for a physical healing. So do whatever you can to be on tomorrow evening show live. As I said earlier, you can listen to all these shows for many, many hours on archives, but the Saturday night is a great one to be on live. And also we have an 8-hour call on Sunday that starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time, where you can spend 8 hours on Creation Lightship being healed. So if you, you know, like to join us, there's more information about that on Ron's website. And, okay. 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 So let's see. I'm going to keep going, and I'd like to read a testimonial that someone sent in. I have some more questions and testimonials about the aliens, but I'll wait until Ron. Well, actually, I guess I'll keep going. Somebody wanted to know about the 12 source energies recording, and someone did make that into a link for all of us, and people are curious, how do they make that keep going in a loop? And I don't have the answer to that. Maybe somebody else who is more technically knowledgeable. And also, if you have a question like that, if you would let us know what kind of computer you have, I think that would be helpful. Yes, and also coming up is in New York City is the New Life Expo, where you can meet Ron live. We've been getting a lot of pre-questions about that. I wonder if the advertising is a little bit better this year than it hasn't been in the past, because the few people have been writing in asking about going to see Ron okay. at the expo. Hello?
Yeah, hi. So I guess I got cut off, huh?
You did. But, you know, don't
very
worry. Yes, I know. And I just kept talking, but we're happy to have you back.
So where did we get left off at?
Well, let's see. You were talking about... gosh, the aliens, I don't know. I can't remember exactly where you were. I know you said you're here to save the very few humans that are still left, that aren't completely taken over by the aliens. Yeah, maybe you were getting to something they didn't really want out there, Ron, and they cut you off.
Yeah, I'd probably say that's correct, yeah. So basically, for the ascension, you want to help your body out. Most people don't think of their body as something special. You know, you wake up and it does its thing, and your spirit is in your body to help your body out and to look out of your eyes and to see creation energies that your body creates with, okay? So most people live in the mental plane, and they don't realize how important their physical body is. That's why you want to do clearing so that your body can leave here. So if your body can't descend, then, you know, it's going to be stuck someplace. Did you hear what I was talking about the people from the future coming back here?
Yes, that's what you were talking about. People came back from the future and told you about this is the seventh time
that's
Earth
correct.
Has tried to free itself, but it is going to happen this time.
It will happen this time. They've already... Right. You know, done things that, you know, anyway, I won't get into what they've
right.
done, but basically, you know, the planet will leave here, and the spirit of the planet, which is an older spirit now than what was in here when you were born, but forgetting that, the planet is going to do the ascension. Whether the people can hang in there and do that, it's hard to say. So what happens is people start to connect to things outside of themselves, and that will bring in the aliens. You wonder why you're having your feet, you know, pricked at night with like a pin, you know, why they're going into your meridians, why they're doing this and that and the other. Some people talk about the underground healing chambers, et cetera. I won't give any names out there. But it's all a way that you can get abducted. And it's the alphabetical soup agencies or other people on the planet doing radionics and special mind transmissions to these people. And they think they're channeling some wonderful alien out there who's benign and wonderful and a loving being. And they have great lip service. Nothing has met the pavement with these aliens. That's because they don't really probably exist, or they give different names. And so when you hear these names of the aliens, I guess one of them that people talk about is the Draconians, okay? So, you know, does that race exist? Is that just a name that they created and gave people memories of pictures of them? You know, possibly it does. I'm not saying that it does or does not. But you got to realize that they want to give you some kind of sensation so you get connected to what somebody's talking about, so you could be abducted. So just know that. You want to walk away, Renee, you know. And your only salvation that you have with you is your own spirit and your body, nothing outside of yourself. So hopefully that's helpful. As far as being afraid of, you know, what I'm talking about, well, you're already in the soup, you know, and the temperature is getting turned up. And, you know, it's you know, you can look at your past. Why are you still here? Well, you're here because you took some kind of spiritual teachings in other lifetimes or whatever you did, and you got taken sideways. So that's the bottom line. As far as what's happening now with battles, yeah, it's going on. They're going after timelines still where the planet Mars was copy and pasted. So I'll kind of describe that. During the battles, all of a sudden, it looked like everything was coming at us from Mars, okay? Now, remember, the time-traveling soldiers work outside of this reality timeline that we live in. And so they went after that energy, which is outside our reality, on timelines, got rid of that planet and other ones of Mars, and we're still continuously doing that so that they cannot paste Mars energy on it. So once you get rid of the master blueprint of Mars, let's put it that way, then they have no way to do anything because the blueprint's gone. That's why you want to do timeline crashing. You want to get rid of the blueprint that you have yourself of the physical condition and get it out of the timelines. So that's what we're doing now. There's other stuff going on, I'm sure. I don't normally try to stay tuned in all the time because it would be like, I won't say it'd be an overload, but, you know, I want to try to have a life too, you know, like you people are. And so the whole process is I only get alerted when there's something really, you know, when it's deep doo-doo and they got to talk to me about it, you know. And at that point, you know, I'll get involved consciously and do something. So that's the way I work. I don't keep my, you know, my eyes open out on those timelines, and I don't have conferences, you know, every 2 minutes with the time-traveling soldiers. They have their agenda. They have their own teams. They have the network out there. And the network now, or their information, is to find the Galactic Federation forces and terminate them. They do have jurisdiction now to come into our timeline. You may see them and you may not. But they do have jurisdiction now. Before, it was the timeline just outside of our reality. They have, you know, the jurisdiction to come into our reality. You may not see them, but you might feel an energy force around you or something. You might see a shadow or an image or a spark of light or something as they're battling the aliens that are bugging you. So this is what's happening right now. I myself have actually, you know, seen, you know, a lot of activity with my eyes open in this dimension, but it's kind of like having an overlay over what I'm seeing physically here normally. So we'll see if anybody else has that same thing going on. But there's a lot of stuff here, you know, a lot of energies. I would say that if you happen to, like, be in your house right now, and if you could tune in, you'd probably have 10 time-traveling soldiers in your house battling aliens, okay? That's how strong they are here. And the reason why you're not seeing that is because they don't want to scare you. So back to you, Ann.
Wow. So, and Ron, just to be clear, because I was really listening, and even I got a little confused, the Special Forces soldiers and the light have jurisdiction.
Yes, that is correct.
Great.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm traveling super soldiers.
Okay.
That we've been working with for, you know, years here.
Mm-hmm.
Did not have jurisdiction. I didn't give them jurisdiction to come here. They now have jurisdiction. to save the planet. So that's why you may see something or a flash of light or something moving. You know, you might watch your dog or cat looking at stuff. They always see things that you don't see. And they're battling the aliens. So they are, on your ground level. Whether you're going to see them or not, I can't say. But you might see or sense something around you. So they do have jurisdiction to come into this timeline, but maybe not to show themselves, just like the aliens are doing.
Okay, so well...
I'll say it differently. Before, they only had jurisdiction outside of this timeline, okay? And the aliens would come in and sort of like look at what's going on here, since they're in control of time, and then they would decide when they would come in here to cause problems. Well, that's what we're doing, is getting rid of them on that timeline outside of this one, okay? So they wouldn't invade coming in here. Now they cover all jurisdictions. So back to you.
This all sounds like wonderful news to me. Really wonderful. I mean, I know it's hard, and many of us are enlisted and sometimes know what's going on, and that's hard. I don't, but I'm happy to be enlisted and helping. So we're doing the best we can, right? And the best that can happen is happening.
Yeah, that is correct, yeah.
And I don't want to oversimplify,
but what I will say, a long time ago, I could never find the Chinese doing their battles, you know. So that, you know, all the different countries were enlisted. I could never find the Chinese. Well, the Chinese are there. And so the Chinese, whatever they have for technology, maybe they're a much more advanced race. I don't know. But whatever they have, you know, we got to thank them for helping us out here. Because they only come in when it's a sure, 100% kill, we'll call it that way. And so they come in when they're needed. And it's just very nice to have the Chinese super soldiers out there. So I'll give them a plug. I'm not saying they're the ones, the other groups aren't as good, but the Chinese are the ones that will come in if we're in really deep doo-doo, because they somehow have more advanced technologies than the other ones, as far as maybe seeing or something, but everybody uses light. But back to you.
Okay. Someone is asking if the Earth is in alignment.
Yeah, no problem right now.
Great. So we got an email, Ron, from a soldier and who is one of our listeners and who is one of the people lucky enough to see and kind of know what he's doing. So he wrote in to say, yesterday, so that would have been the 11th, I was with the soldiers and saw some aliens. And so this listener was able to aid another soldier, and because an alien was like sneaking up on him. So he took his gun and hit him with a ray, and then he adjusted it to a second ray, and then the alien disintegrated. And now I know intuitively which ray to use for that type of alien. So this person really knows what's going on. This type of alien was like a caterpillar with a rounded stomach on two legs and armadillo-type hardware.
Great.
Yeah,
another
thank
one
you, listener.
That's good.
Yeah, thank you very much for sharing that with us. And, I guess I'm not that upset that I don't see things. I'm kind of happier, but thank you, people that do see things, for sharing so we know. So we have another listener who sees things, and he writes articles. It's Ed McCabe, Mr. Oxygen, and they're on Rumor Mill News. I think that's the correct title. So he has written up a lot of the things Ron's been talking about this week, and I don't know if it's published yet, but if it's not published, it's about to be. And so you might want to check that out if you're interested in more details. That's, again, Mr. Oxygen on Rumor Mill News. And thank you very much.
If you're listening, Ed, yeah, just post what you have. It looks great.
Right. Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm sure he's listening. So, yes, thank you. And someone is – so you've asked us to run some of your free healings, Ron, the environmental imbalance timeline crash, the Earth protection timeline crash, and then the alien to light timeline crash, put our names in and then aliens after our name. Would you like us to continue doing that, someone is asking?
Oh, yeah, do that, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, now the alien to light clearing is a set of three free clearings Ron has given us, but you cannot find them on the website. You have to send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we will send you the links to those. So if you don't have that, please send the email, and we'll send them out to you. Okay. I thought so, Ron. You still want us to run those. Okay. Now, speaking of clones, someone said, I was listening to a show, a BBS show, before our show started on Monday. Funnily enough, I was listening to the same thing. And the person that has the show before you on Monday, Ron, I'm sorry that I don't know his name to give him a plug, but he interviews people, and he interviewed the comedian Rich Little, who I think you probably remember him. He did a lot of, he imitated people really well. He used to always go on the Johnny Carson show. But then on the next show, I guess, he was talking about some newer actors, and he said, to a new actor, and he said, oh, there's no way he could do that. There was nothing to their voices. He couldn't copy them. So, Rich Little can't do newer actors. Oh, that's so interesting. Now I get what she means. He can't imitate the newer actors. He's saying, like, there's nothing there. There's no energy there. So is that because they're all clones now in the acting world?
I can't say that they're all clones, you know. But what I can say is more than likely the data that he was using. Remember, people run on programs, so let's just take these people out of the equation. So people on the Earth here run on programs. Is their programs mutable? Are they updatable? Okay. Are they changeable to newer times? Some programs are not. So very possibly, maybe that person or people that you even know only have a program that is deciphered a certain way, and it's in the past. So that's how I would kind of respond to that. So you have to look at what's happening, and is it going to be information, given to a person, or do they have enough tools in their toolbox to use for the current reality? Then they may not have that. So back to you.
Okay, right. I can understand that. Okay. We have several people actually wrote in, Ron, about having gray skies success stories. So that's another clearing. If you're seeing weird clouds or cloud cover, like a white sky or a dark sky, you need to put on the gray skies clearing. And I just want to say that I did that this morning, and in like 2 minutes, it was amazing. The whole sky just completely changed and the sun was out. So it's really, really powerful. It just must immediately call the light beings. Does it call the light beings and special forces, Ron, to our area when we do the gray skies clearing?
Well, it could bring the special forces. What I would tend to say why it's working faster, okay, for some people, is the fact that the hologram is not really cemented in place, okay? It's like a quick makeshift hologram just to satisfy people who want to look out of it, you know, with their eyes at something, okay? And so it's just something there that they threw up. Helter Skelter, it's up, and, you know, the clone isn't going to care what it is. It'll think it's, you know, real anyway. But the discerning human may go, this looks a little different. So what's happening is that this hologram that they were putting up in solid form, as a solid hologram, we'll call it, is now probably one that's very, very easily changed, or you can get rid of it. They don't have the energy. Remember, a lot of this was probably being transmitted from Mars, and it was outside of our dimension, and then it kind of coats, you know, the backdrop here, the movie set. To be more to it than that, but that's how I would describe it. So, and a week from today, we'll be at the Expo in New York. So we'll see who comes. If you want to send your picture to us on an email and a $100 donation, then you can do that, and we'll put you in the light chamber for the 3 days of the event. So it'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So back to you.
Okay. So the other day we talked about the spirit barcode removal clearing, which is a, you know, very important one, and of course people you know, take it very seriously and really want to do it. So one listener is confused and wants to know, is it all right that he did it in pieces? Like he did it for a few hours, stopped, or maybe a couple of hours. It's a 10-hour clearing. And because apparently one time you said that was okay, and one time you said it should be done all in one sitting. And he wonders, does he need to redo it?
And I would redo it.
He should redo it.
Like some, too much space in between.
Okay. And now, but does he need to repurchase it, or can he just log into the same?
Yeah, you just redo the clearing over again. But you
right,
didn't
he
do
doesn't
it
have
all.
To buy, yeah, because he's asking if I did it wrong, can I get a discount? But no, he doesn't have to buy it at all a second time.
Redo it. And personally, I would try to do it in one day, you know, maybe 2 days, you know, split it in half. But, you know, I guess what I'm trying to tell you is that This is you, you know. You're dealing with you. You can't give yourself 10 hours of time to do a clearing to save yourself from all of your past incarnations, okay? So putting it that way, you know, find the time, take a day off of work or whatever, stay up late, do the clearing for 10 hours, you know? Look at all the misery you've had from the aliens, you know, for maybe 100,000 years. You can't put 10 hours into this? So, that's my answer. Back to you.
Well, Ron, yesterday and today on your special calls, Ron does special healing calls Tuesday through Friday. They begin at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and they're always wonderful. Friday is the entity release call, that was today, but yesterday and today you added in the wonderful physical healing from the light beings, where they scan our bodies and our organs. And I felt so good from the one you did yesterday, and then this morning I just did my quick update for the past week of all of my whole life healings that I've done, and I thought, wow, I can feel better. I already thought I couldn't feel better than I feel from the call yesterday. And then just updating those whole life healings, it's amazing how powerful they are and how dense and dark and thick the energy is here that we need to get off of us.
Yeah, that's why I'm talking about the spirit barcode. You know, if you really can't do it, you know, you can put 5 hours into it, then I'd probably do it four times. I do that clearing four times because you don't want to miss part of yourself, you know? I don't want the aliens to abduct you. That's why when you are first doing it, you stick with it for 10 hours to make sure that you're holding the now timeline throughout this whole clearing, because they'll put you into the now. When you stop the clearing, then you're not in the now. So, you know, anyway, that's kind of, you know, I don't know, I'm not trying to reprimand the, you know, the person, but, you know, it's that serious, you know?
Right, right. And Ron is so in the moment when he's talking, and sometimes things change, energy changes. And maybe he did say one day, yes, you could stop it after 2 hours and go back to it. And maybe the energy on the whole planet and was a little different then. And what you're getting now is the now information. So what about, Ron, running a clearing like that while you're asleep? Would that be beneficial if you had it next to your bed?
Yeah, you could do that and put your picture there. You know, but if you have to click on something to change you know, the clearing, you know, something you got, you know, your radio button to click on something to change into the next segment of the clearing, then see how long it's going to take and set an alarm clock or get a little timer, $5 timer or something, and put it for, you know, whatever time it is and, you know, start it over again, you know, so you can get the next part of the clearing.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say start it over again, but, you know, if the clearing takes an hour, and the next one starts, you know, in an hour after that, you know, then, you know, set your timer for an hour so you can wake up to continue on with the next part of the clearing. So back to you.
Got it. Okay, got it. Okay, we have a testimonial, Ron, about the healings. I have been running the clearings and participating in the conference calls consistently for about 3 years. Clearing myself out through creation lightship is top priority, and my entire quality of life has transformed on all levels. I recently had a visit from my mom, and it is striking how much she is affected by the clearings I am doing on myself. She is healthier, happier, and more balanced than she's ever been. The energy between us is clean and clear. All those whole lifetime clearings, the seven generation clearings, the soul family disconnection, timeline crashes, as well as running the free clearings on her, have made a night and day difference. I noticed the same effects with my dad and brother. So the ripple effect of doing creation lightship clearings and living the mind to heart drop is loud and clear.
Yep, very good. Yeah, that's what it does. So, remember, it's kind of up to you what you choose to do. So, you know, the opportunity you have.
Right.
And, you know, it's, yeah, what happens when you do a clearing, if you have any energetic cording to another person and you're doing a clearing for something and that person has corded you, that clearing very possibly will go down that energetic cord and clear that person of that particular whatever it is, and then the cord's eliminated. So that's the way it works. And energetically, if it's in your soul family, then you do the soul family disconnect. You know, things happen that's kind of hard to even describe, you know, but that's the way the clearings work. It clears you out first. And it can possibly, you know, go to other people that's not even known to you, okay? But typically, you know, you can't just say, gee, I want to do this for myself, and I would like to have, you know, my high school class when I was a senior, that was really popular, we'll say, I'd like to have all those people cleared because they are wonderful people. And it doesn't work that way. It just goes with you. And maybe close things around you, it can have a profound difference on people's lives. But, you know, I don't talk about that because you're doing it for yourself. Don't look outside of yourself to see what the clearing is trying to do to other people. You know, when you see them, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to see what it's done to them. But don't psychically go out and try to figure something out. Or is this person getting this clearing and whatever, you know, is my past boyfriend or girlfriend 10 years ago? Getting this clearing or whatever. No, don't even go there. Just, you know, when you see people, you're going to be able to tell that, yeah, they are looking better. And if you do clearings on them, it's going to come up. And this is the time of year right now. People celebrate, you know, Thanksgiving. and Christmas, typically. And so this, a lot of times, is, you know, sometimes the more joyful part of your life if you're younger. If you're older, you're going to have all the memories of people that used to live, and they're no longer living. And you're going to look at the, you know, your family album and go, man, half of them are gone or whatever. And it may bring sadness, so do clearings. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron, another question. When Ron makes us real, does he also make the earth real? And thanks for all you do, Ron, for all of us.
Yeah, the earth has to be real. Yes, uh-huh. So, yeah, I'm always making the earth real in the now timeline, we'll say, because it is real in the now timeline. I'm trying to find more of the energies on the earth that the aliens have taken away and put in false holograms. So, you know, we have a couple of things going on here, but basically, yeah, where I work, it's real. And, you know, what somebody else may be seeing, maybe in a different state, we'll say, it may not look real to them, but where I am, it's real, and they know that it's not real, and they do timeline crashes, and voila, the sun comes out. They go, wow, this is cool. But more recently, the sun and the moon and stuff don't look like they used to. Might even be in a different part of the sky, so take notes of that. So back to you.
I'll have to make a point to go out and look, because I make a point to not look. I don't look up at the sky too much, but I will. So, Ron, it's interesting that you mentioned the hologram, and that reminded me that you gave us a free healing called Alien Holographic Reality. Should we be running that one as well? Because wouldn't that kind of help you out if we were clearing the hologram around us?
Yeah, all those clearings will help, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I won't say that it'll help me. It might help the planet a little bit. Whatever you do is going to help something, okay? And, you know, it always works with you first because you're the focal point for the clearing that you're putting up. Just like you do a timeline crash, you're doing it for you. Where your, say, GPS location is, unless you specify otherwise. But, you know, if you're going there, and, you know, you're going on a trip 50 miles and you want it to be, maybe, you know, maybe the rain's coming or whatever, and you want it to kind of clear it out possibly, you could, you know, do the gray sky clearing for the town that you're going to because it's going to use you as a conduit. It'll, like, follow you and clear your path to that location. Now, if you're not going to be there, it's much harder to, you know, have the clearing work for that. It can work. I won't say that it won't work, but you need to be somewhere connected to the energy. And, you know, I just don't want people going off to clear everything because they hear of a problem, you know. And, you know, it's who's going to be there as a conduit? Who has done clearings enough where the physical body can actually hold the energy? Remember, it's you holding the energy for this. Energy will come in to help and assist. So we'll make you real, everybody, in case you're wondering what that's about. We do this on all the calls that we have typically. Normally we do it at least two times, maybe to four times on each call. So here we go. So look in the mirror, everybody, and we'll see if your face changes somewhat. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Well, this is much like when I do it at the expos. If people haven't had any clearings, and I need to count to 100 typically or more. So I think I'm on 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, that doesn't feel too bad. So coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there. So some of you may have been real even at the count of 30, but I have to keep going to get to the last person who is not there yet. So back to you.
Okay. That was really a very nice treat, Ron. Thank you. I'm sure everyone feels terrific after that. We'd love to hear from people, as always, you know, with your questions. And if you feel different or look different from what Ron just did, please write to us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So we have a question about healing. Once we do the curses, hexes, and spells clearing, which works on our spirit, energy, and emotional beings, or emotional bodies, how do we heal all the physical issues those curses, hexes, and spells created? Through the special healing, or is it possible that you could do a healing call for the physical problems caused just from that?
Okay, so let me see if I get this right. So starting over again, so you know that you've been hit with psychic attacks and spells, and you're doing clearings on those issues, and it feels like those issues now are no longer corded to you. But in the process of having this maybe for the last 20 years, your physical body is taking a toll because these energies have been drilling you for so long that you maybe, maybe you got some marks on your skins from it. Maybe, you got an upset stomach continuously because these people are courting your stomach area. Maybe you have a limp. Maybe you got gray hair over it, and you want to know now if we can do a clearing to help you out for the physical body after this has been done. Is that what the question is?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I could try to do something before the year's out here. I don't think that many people will be on the call. But you need to do, that clearing of either dark side practitioner or curses, hexes, spells a lot to get this stuff off of you. Most people are unaware that they even have anything hooked up to them. So that's why I said I probably won't have that many people. I'd be lucky if I had, I think, maybe 5 to 10 people on the call. Because most people are unaware and unconscious that somebody has prayed for them or did anything else, and that it's even caused, their physical body harm. I don't think people have that awareness, But, if you want to have that call, people, you could say so. We could pull something out of the hat, I guess, to help you out. Because remember, each time you get hit with something, just like the aliens do to you or people do, and it could be the aliens working through the people to do psychic attacks on you or whatever you want to call it, curses, hexes, spells, you may not have the or know about it until you get older. And then you go, well, why do I have this here? It's sort of like what they used to talk about, secondhand smoke, Older people would go to the doctor and they'd say, oh, you have lung cancer. You go, I never smoked any in my life. And they go, well, were you around smokers? Well, yeah, for 30 years. I worked with smokers all the time. My parents smoked everything else. But I didn't want to smoke. I didn't like it. But I'm breathing that smoke, secondhand smoke, and now the doctor goes, well, you have cancer from that. You go, well, I didn't mean to do that. So, yeah, very possibly we could do a call for that. If you people want that, it could be maybe November, December of this year. So we'll just see what kind of reply we get from people if they're interested. But like I said, you may not even know that you have stuff going on with you, okay? So I guess what you would really know is if you're like that, what do they call it, the black sheep of the family or something,
Right.
You left and everybody knows about you and they keep thinking about you and talking about what a bad person you are and how you're doing things wrong all the time, et cetera. You didn't go to college and you should have and everything else. Well, they're all doing these attacks on you. How do you feel now about it? What happened to you? How do they mess your life up? So, yeah, having your life messed up in the past is one thing, but regaining your energy now, could help. And we will be launching at some point when I can get around to it. It'll probably be next year. It'll be that clearing that I worked on a year ago. That's the
physical body blueprint.
Yeah, that's the one. Yes, to change your blueprint.
Great.
So that's what's really needed. But anyway, just back to you. What do we got? probably 10 minutes left here. That's good. Okay.
Yes. Ron, if you are working on the curses, hexes, and spells clearing, and you're not really sure how you've been cursed, mightn't you have more knowledge about who might have done it? So let's say some ex-family member really hates you.
Okay.
Would it be effective to put in all curses, hexes, and spells coming from X person?
Well, that gets to be complicated because it's all over the map that way. I don't know what to say on that one. You could do, I don't know. If you know the person's name, you could do one for something with you, figure out what your problems are now in your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your thumb hurts all the time. You go, well, I don't know why my thumb is hurting, but I know Uncle Harry didn't like me, when I was, 10 years of age or something, and whenever I see him, he, gives me frowns and stuff, and maybe he attacked you and that energy went to your thumb, and now in your later years or, say 30, 40 years later, you go, wow, my thumb's hurting. Could it be that guy? You can even ask your body. Your body knows. Did Uncle Harry do this to me? So ask your body. And you could probably use a pendulum as long as it's accurate for you. A lot of people, do use that. I can't say it's 100% correct, but it does work, So I look at a pendulum as like, you're really like 49% one way, 51% the other, So you got that, maybe that 1% of accuracy. But even if it's, if it's close, what the heck? Put it in there, And muscle testing doesn't always work. It's a great tool, but who's in your body, And what's in your body? And what timeline are you on when that's being done? So remember, you can be switched out as you're doing a muscle test and not even know it. So that's the most disturbing thing, okay? I don't want to shake anybody's bowl here. Let's just say that that you go to a practitioner and you go, I have this problem, what do you think it is? You have vitamins over here. And the guy says, okay, we'll hold this vitamin C. So you hold the vitamin C and they do the muscle testing on your arm and he goes, man, that's really powerful, okay? And now let's try vitamin E. So you put vitamin E and go, no, if you don't need that one, the first one, your arm was weak. So, maybe you need that. And the other one's really strong. If you don't need that one. Well, you can be switched out completely on a timeline and a new you could come in and you could be holding something different on that timeline, not even knowing it. You think you're holding the vitamin C in your hand, okay? And they switch you out and maybe it's a rock they put in your hand. You don't know that. Because you have your hand closed, okay? And all of a sudden you got, wow, I need this thing here. Well, that's how these things work. Aliens are in control of time. And once you understand that, you go, wow, that's why it's so important to be in the now, to get rid of those influences that I know nothing about, and I can't tell what's happening to me, and I don't know what's happening to me, and who's doing it or what's doing it. So back to you.
Okay, well, we've already had people writing in. Someone wrote, I have noticed the same thing. Have some specific body issues. I am clear came from curses or hexes. Count me in. Call would be great. And someone else just wrote, that would be great. I'd do it. So we're getting a yes. And we did sort of pencil in, Ron, that in December, and we'll announce it as we get closer, we would do that organ rejuvenation. So that's a huge help with any physical issues.
Okay.
But, of course, if you've got curses, hexes, and spells on you,
we'll just see what happens here. So there'll probably be, a $20 call, so I'd say start saving your money now if you need to save it. So December normally is a large, debt to people, we'll call it.
Are you referring to this if you do the curses, hexes, and spells call, Ron?
Yeah. Well, you want to get those clearings first. you know, you probably already have them, so get the unlimited and I keep clearing something so that when we go into this call, you know, you have a lot of energy already flowing, moving. You know, it's really hard to take stuck energy from somebody.
Right.
If I got this problem here and you look at it, it's like a brick wall, you know. You need to at least get it softened up so you can take it away. So, and because normally December could be financially draining for people who have families or whatever, you may want to start saving. Maybe we'll do two calls maybe on a Saturday in December. So they'll probably be $20 calls. So just, you know, save up that money for that. But you got to do those other clearings so that we can help you out. So back to you.
Okay. A listener has a question. I have to take my mother to church this weekend. What clearing can I run on myself to stay clear of getting hooked up? Thank you.
Boy.
Well, what about space clearing the church?
Well, that could help. You know, it could clear your space, but you could have, you know, 500 people looking at you as you drop your mother off in front of the church wondering why you're not going to church. And all the people are going to be looking at you and giving you psychic attacks that you're a sinner, you know?
Well, if he goes to church, yeah.
Yeah, you know, ideally, you know, see if you can drop your mother off a block away from the church, unless she's on a walker or something, you know? I just don't know. You know, and you know, can you have somebody else do it? You know, I don't know if that's fair, but, you know, I don't know what to say. But what I would do is I would call the minister. Have your mother call the minister and say, hey, I want to come to church on Sunday. Can you send a ride over?
There you go.
That's what I would do.
Great idea, Ron.
Yeah. Yep, I need your $20, you know?
Right.
Sure,
right.
Ride. No problem whatsoever. And it'll be a Mercedes if you give 50.
So, referring to the alien battles and everything that you were describing earlier in the show, a listener wrote in, yes, it might be a little much to wrap your head around, but I love hearing the information. Thanks, Ron, for all you do. And then she goes on to say, or he, my dogs were barking last night, and I saw energy in my room. Glad to know that it was probably the time-traveling soldiers. I'm not sure. Right. But if not for Ron, I might have been worried.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, I had a rough night last night. Well, it's a rough many nights, so, you know. What's the old saying? Stop the planet, I want to get off, you know?
Right.
So anyway, yeah, it's I won't get into anything, but what I found, yeah, I'll just mention this in case it happened to you. I went to sleep many times, trying to go to sleep, maybe a 15-minute sleep or something, then I'd wake up, and I actually physically drenched three T-shirts that I wore to bed. Now, talking about that, normally when I'm out there battling the aliens, okay, and I'm in my, say, special suit that I would be wearing, and that gets compromised, or I have this solution that I put on my body, and it's a really thick, it's like a thick oil-based solution. And so normally I haven't had this occurrence with my skin maybe for maybe 6-9 months or so, but at times I'd wake up, and I'd take a shower, and, man, you have this thick film on your skin. And I haven't had that recently, but last night with the sweating, it was like, wow, this is bizarre, you know. So I don't know what actually happened. We'll just see if anybody else happened to drench, you know, their pajamas or shirt or something. Anyway, back to you.
Right, and that's very interesting, Ron. you're really very active. Okay, so well, we're getting near the end of the show, and I know you always do the mind-to-heart drop for us. And again, just to remind everybody, please be on the show tomorrow because we'll go to the lightship, and that's a wonderful opportunity for, to request a healing and be connected more powerfully to source energy. Is there anything, any other clearings, Ron, that we might need that you could do before we end the show?
No, we should have the mind to heart drop, and I guess what I could talk to the newbies, remember, the divine doesn't know you, cannot connect to you. Your divine that you have, if you want to use that word, your source energy is always with you, with your spirit, not outside of yourself. So a lot of the people talk about connecting to the divine energy or whatever, you know, the central sun and the big Puba up there, whatever, you know, those are all energies of darkness. Your only light that you have is already with you, and you probably could have lost it because you're not connecting with it, but it's still there. So the mind to heart drop is how you use to connect to the energy. It's not outside of yourself because you always have it, unless you happen to have attunements and transmissions done to you and different things by practitioners which cause your spirit to be fragmented or stolen from you. And you can tell by that by looking at your eyes. If your eyes are glossed over, you know, look like you have a hangover, they're kind of watery looking or dull or black, then you know that you don't have a spirit. And we have remedies for that too. But basically, you know, your eyes should be just sparkling. And here we go. So mind to heart drop to bring you into the present moment, connecting to your spirit and getting rid of the thoughts that are tormenting you, which is darkness, mind energy. So here we go. You have to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. It's that simple. Now we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you. We'll see you later. Hope to see you in New York in a week. Bye, everybody.